Dune Sea, Tatooine.
The twilight was full of fire-suppressant foam, sand, and smoke. But it had landed, and everyone was alive. Anakin scrambled clear and checked for enemy activity, but the desert looked as empty and lifeless as ever. His next thought was to open a comm frequency to Kenobi. It was just static. Snips, have you got a comm channel to me or off-planet? She checked, frowning at the comm link.
No, just noise.
They've jammed everything then. I'd hoped I'd lost Kenobi's signal because of re-entry, but obviously the Seps are getting smarter. He pulled the hood of his tunic over his head to protect himself from the blistering sun and beckoned to Ahsoka. All clear. She crawled out of the wreckage with Rata tucked in the backpack. The Hutlet was now alert and curious, with no sign that he'd ever appeared to be at Death's door.
Wow, feel that heat. How far do we have to go?
Anakin gestured to the horizon at a cluster of turrets and extravagant domes shimmering in the heat haze. The sand slowed even the fittest, and they had no survival kit, which didn't bode well. They also had a slug with them, a species not exactly fitted to dry, dusty environments.
That's Jabba's palace, and we've got a few hours' walk ahead. Not a great idea in this heat. Should we wait until it gets dark?
I don't think we can afford to delay, Snips. Anakin was used to the desert, but he still didn't underestimate its capacity to kill him as surely as Dooku would.
So I'll take the hut. You grab as many water bottles as you can carry.
R2-D2 rumbled out of the wreckage, beeping plaintively. Ahsoka coaxed him out. He didn't like sand.
Come on, R2, she said. I know, nasty, abrasive stuff. Don't worry, we'll give you a full service when all this is over.
Anakin knew there would be eyes on them. There was nowhere to hide in open desert. But the attention wasn't directed at them, not yet anyway, but at what was left of the twilight. A couple of 100 meters into their hike, he looked back over his shoulder to see scavenging Jawas swarming over the wreckage like insects, dismantling sections and forming a chain to carry away everything they could detach or lift. R2-D2 swiveled his dome to watch too, and beeped. He didn't fancy meeting Jawas in a dark alley, he said. It was the Hydro Spanners that disturbed him.
Don't worry, it's never going to happen to you, buddy, Anakin said. Come on, keep up.
All they could do was keep putting one foot in front of the other and not concentrate on how far they had to go. Ahsoka had made a bonnet of sorts out of a sheet of bulkhead insulation and draped it over Rata's head. Anakin could hear it rustling against the edge of the backpack.
It's a shame you can't see him, Sky Guy, she said. He really does look cute.
If we see a vendor selling Nuvian sundaes, I'll buy him one.
So this is home?
No.
Tell me about it.
No.
Okay.
The more you talk, the more you dehydrate. Anakin wasn't sure if that was true, but he thought it was good advice for both of them.
The desert's a killer. It takes everything from you in the end. I understand, she said quietly.
Yeah, he had a horrible feeling that, even without knowing the details, she probably did. They kept up steady pace all afternoon, stopping for regular water breaks and to check on Rata. He gurgled happily. For a slug, he seemed to be coping with the dry heat well. Maybe it was the slime acting as a protective barrier. By the time the twin suns were edging close to the horizon, the temperature had fallen from a near unbearable to a balmy, stiflingly hot. In a few hours, though, it might plummet close to freezing. The desert was out to get the unprepared every moment of the day. Anakin felt a chill now, but it wasn't the climate. He stopped.
Feel it?
He asked. Ahsoka half-closed her eyes.
Yes, we're not alone.
It's the dark side. It's Dooku. He's coming for Rata.
He's not going to get him over my dead body.
Oh, he'll oblige, Snips. Time to split up.
Master, I can do this. I don't need protecting. We should stick together.
No,
I need you to get Rata back to his father.
Anakin scrambled up a slope and squatted on top of the ridge, pointing out features in the desert that were almost invisible to the unending sand.
See that gully between those rocks?
It's part of a network of ancient riverbeds. Take R2 and follow it. Watch out for Dooku's droids, too. If he's borrowed any more hardware from Grievous, they'll be out searching. And there's not much cover out here, even at night. They've probably got infrared sensors. Ahsoka looked at him blankly for a moment, as if digesting the enormity of the mission.
But Dooku...
I'll deal with Dooku. He'll come after me.
You're crazy.
You're best suited to a stealthy approach, and I'm more experienced at fighting the likes of Dooku. You can't argue with that logic.
No,
she said.
I can't.
But you will.
No, Master. I won't.
It was getting easier. They'd cracked it now, this Master and Padawan business. Maybe it took a war to shake things down, because he didn't remember falling into line that fast, and he wasn't sure he ever had. Give me the backpack, he said. We need to make a decoy so that I look like I'm still a devoted guardian of Stinky.